Bucky, Annaba, hey Annaba. Hey Annaba, Annaba, hey Annaba.
Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go.
This episode's a long time coming, you guys. Ooh, it's a lot. It's a lot, you know. First of all, hi, hello, how are you doing today? Welcome to another episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. I'm really excited to be here with you guys to talk about this topic. It's a really important topic. I think that overcoming the fear of what other people think is like one of the hardest things to do in life. For me personally, it was just a really, really difficult journey of getting distracted by the distortions of storylines that didn't serve me in so many ways. But the distortion of other people's perspectives and like what that meant to me and how important that was one of the hardest to untangle. And so in today's episode, I really wanted to hold space to have a dialogue around this topic of how do we overcome the fear of what other people think, whether that's our family or people on social media as we show up to create content. How do we overcome the fear of being canceled or people being angry at us? How do we make decisions for our lives that are best for us while knowing in the back of our head that not everybody is going to be accepting or in agreement of our life choices? This episode of today's podcast is going to dive deep into this narrative, and I really hope it helps you. I know I've been getting so many questions around this topic, especially with what happened in my Instagram world last week, so I'll just kind of share a little bit about that. I've been getting ready to open the doors to the Wild Wealthy Feminine program at the end of the month. And the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is my entrepreneur study. It's me teaching people how to heal all the energetic blocks to what stops them from being successful entrepreneurs, while also sharing my strategy of how I've built an aligned feminine business with masculine edge. And in that period of like getting ready to gear up and open cart, I've been really reflecting on what is an aligned sales and marketing strategy. I am a really good content creator. You know, I love to create content. And what's unfortunate in the online space is that there are so many people who are using kind of these like more manipulative sales tactics because they think that's what's going to work. And for me personally, I have felt very aligned with a more direct, open, honest invitation to market what it is that I'm selling. And it's unfortunate to me because in the season of, you know, reflecting, I'm like getting ready to open doors and I'm thinking about, okay, how do I want to feel in this launch? And how can I harness my values of integrity more deeply when I'm selling? And, you know, what do I really want to share and release to the world? I've been also watching and observing other people's content in the sales space and seeing how they're doing it to see like, well, what lands with me and what feels in alignment versus what doesn't feel in integrity. And I saw this thing happen in my observation of the online space where there were multiple people selling this storyline of the hero's journey of like, I was in this dark, terrible night and everything was a mess and now I'm amazing and my program shows you how to be there too. And what was triggering to me, right, because it was triggering, was seeing that these storylines they were now telling as business coaches and as space holders for other entrepreneurs was that 6 months ago was their deepest, darkest time, either financially or emotionally or physically. But I recall seeing those people 6 months ago and seeing that they were talking about how amazing their life was and talking about how successful they were. And there were even influencers who were saying, like, 6 months ago, they were landing $50,000 transactions and, oh my God, so successful. And that's what they were celebrating 6 months ago. But now it's 6 months later, and they're sharing that 6 months ago they were financially broke. And that to me just really kind of made this red flag thing come up, right? I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, why are we selling this way? Why are we talking this way? And I did a post about that and how I chose to unfollow these people because of that lack of integrity that I was feeling within the truth of their message. It was like, it wasn't really making sense. And it was feeling kind of hurtful to see that 6 months ago, the strategies that they were promoting and thinking were really important were actually like unhealthy, or they weren't as successful as they were saying they were. And I don't believe we have to be fully perfect to be able to make an impact and hold our shit together all the time to be successful. And so I wrote this post and it went viral. It had about 2 million views and over 900 comments. And not everybody was happy about what I had to say. Some people took it really personally, and some people were very upset, and some people were very hurt that they felt like I was calling them out in their lack of integrity. And this brought up a whole other conversation, right? Because as an entrepreneur and as somebody who's creating content in the online space, you are not always going to make everybody happy. And your message isn't always going to land with everybody. And even more so, sometimes you're going to say things that are going to upset people. And other people with different points of view and opinion may want to express their other different points of view and opinion. But the lesson here is not how do we mitigate those experiences, but more so deeply, how do we remove our fear around what people might have to say? And how can we create content where, like, we know what we meant and we know it was authentic and we know it was heart-centered and we have nothing to feel guilty about and we have nothing to feel ashamed of and we have nothing to be afraid of, right? This conversation today is like, look, if you're going to be a high-level entrepreneur or a bigger influence in the world, or if you're going to do things that go against the grain of your family, guess what? You're going to piss some people off. They're not all going to be happy with you. But is that going to alter how you feel? It doesn't have to. And that's the conversation of today's episode. I'm going to be diving into some of the principles and narratives of like how to overcome this fear of what other people think, how to heal the resistance and the storylines that have been keeping you stuck and avoiding from maybe, you know, sharing your message or being in your truth or expressing yourself deeply. How can we actually fully shine unapologetically without any fear? That's the conversation today. So if you're somebody who is worried about what other people think, you're afraid of being canceled, you're afraid of pissing people off, you're afraid of people being upset with what you have to say, I hope this episode speaks to you and I hope it makes a difference in your perspectives. You can always check out the Wild Wealthy Feminine program if you're looking to dive deeper to master your confidence and self-worth and your leadership abilities. But for now, enjoy this episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. All right, here we go. Letting go of what other people think. Wow, what an immense conversation we have to have. What an important topic to talk about. And I want to start this experience and this conversation with you guys today to just say that in sitting down to record this episode, I felt an immense resistance. And I think the reason I felt this avoidance and heavy energy is because this conversation itself is tapping into a very, very large intensity fear that many, many, many people have. And so if you're here and you are feeling like the storylines of not being accepted or not being able to speak your truth or being rejected for your strong points of view is a strong energy that you navigate, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that, because I feel it. I feel it in recording this episode. I feel it in the things that we are going to open up today. I feel it. It's a lot. And so if it feels like a lot for you, you are not alone, okay? Like, you are not alone. I want you to know that in my journey of entrepreneurship, learning how to speak my truth and be unapologetically myself has been the most important study of my lifetime. And it's been really important because with every season of liberation and meeting my edges and speaking my truth and talking more about what I stand for from a I don't give a fuck energy, right? The more I've had to face the shadows from my childhood and the wounds of what I've been through that have made me feel unsafe in the first place. So it's been a very, very deep personal study. And what I've also found to be true in this perspective of it being like the most important thing I've ever worked on is that the more I've worked on this, the more financial freedom I've been able to create for myself, the more abundance I've been able to manifest, the more deep my relationships with people have become, and the more I have fallen in love with who I am and what I'm about. And I think that that's a gift that every single person can have and should have in their life. So let's dive in. Let's have this conversation. And if you're here, I want to start with a simple question for you to reflect on as we open up this dialogue today. And that is, do you feel safe to be yourself? Now, I'm not talking about entrepreneurship. I'm not talking about your Instagram posts. I'm not talking about, how you show up in your corporate life. I'm talking about in all aspects of your regular reality as a human being. Do you feel safe to be yourself? Do you walk into a room with people you don't know and feel insecurity? Do you walk into an environment with your family and feel judged and unsafe? Do you have a comfortable relationship with expressing your needs to your partner? And most deeply, do you enjoy being present with yourself? You know, because I think when it comes to this thing of like being safe to be yourself, we're often looking at it from this bigger approach and we're like, how can I feel safe to show up on Instagram? How can I feel safe to create content? How can I feel safe to express myself in public platforms of social media? This is like a very big byproduct of what's really actually going on underneath. And the truth is, you cannot feel safe to do those things if in your regular reality, you are not somebody who feels comfortable and connected and in integrity with being who she is in a regular reality. And underneath that, how can we possibly feel safe to be ourselves with others if we don't feel safe to be ourselves with our own self? And what this means, just to understand, is that when you think about the vision of like spending an entire day with yourself, by yourself, does that feel boring and uncomfortable, or does that feel beautiful? When you are with yourself, do you play? Do you laugh? Do you giggle? Do you act silly? Do you do things that bring you joy? Or do you try to bypass and go on TV and go on Instagram? How can we feel safe to be ourselves if being with ourselves feels so uncomfortable? That's the first piece of this. We'll circle back to that later as we dive deeper into this study. But I want you to know that all of these things that we're talking about today are an evolution of mastery. They are not something that we wake up one day and just feel like we're totally free of all the struggles, all the obstacles, all the resistance. Because we're always growing, we're always becoming different versions of ourselves, yes? We're always expanding, we're always shifting, we're always changing. And if that's what's happening, we also have to recognize that underneath the surface, we are going to be healing layer by layer by layer. And so this is not something that you arrive at to one day feel safe to finally have X, Y, and Z. This is a study of mastery. And when I look at my entrepreneurship journey, having done this for nearly a decade, I can tell you from experience that there have been layers and layers and layers and layers to get to the place where I am today, where I can receive negative comments or angry people on the internet and not feel fazed by it. And I think that's a big part of this too, right? It's we have to learn not how to never have a negative comment again, or never have a judgmental opinion come at us ever again, or never be rejected ever again. It's how can I become somebody who is unfazed by these things? Or also, how can I become somebody who doesn't allow these things to emotionally affect my own relationship with myself? Now, the answers to that all come from childhood. I talk about this a lot in The Wild Wealthy Feminine because when we're entrepreneurs and we're trying to shift into more leadership and more abundance and more impact, we have to recognize that the business that we're building is a spiritual game. This is the birth of something just like a child, right? It is a experience of something that is being birthed from us, through us, as us. And so because of that, it's going to hold the vessel for us to look at all of the shadows that we have not integrated from our childhood. And that's going to manifest as mom commenting and saying, hey, why are you posting these things? You shouldn't be sharing this. I'm mad at you. Or a friend having a strong judgmental opinion about your work in the world, or mean comments in your DMs. It's going to happen that we're not always going to be in this place of just never being phased. We can be never phased, but like never hit with these experiences. We are going to have these experiences. It is part of life. It's part of growth. I often think in my own entrepreneur path to all of these timelines where there were moments in the trajectory of my business where I received something that hurt so badly. You know, I remember in the beginning of my business, I was showing up to talk about my trauma. I was showing up to talk about the things I had been through in my life. I was showing up to share very vulnerable perspectives of my childhood and my upbringing. And that really triggered my mom, and it really upset her, and she couldn't understand why I was sharing things that were so personal so publicly. She didn't like it. And this was the first shadow that I think presents itself with a lot of people who are showing up to be light leaders in the space, which is the belief that your personal baggage or the things you've been through are parts of you that you should be hiding and be keeping a secret and not be sharing with other people. And the reason for that is twofold, depending on our upbringing. It could be because we're conditioned to believe that it's not safe to be vulnerable, because if we are, we're going to get taken advantage of or hurt or manipulated. And, you know, it could also be from my upbringing perspective, as an example, don't add your dirty laundry out there. Don't air your dirty laundry to the world, because that is going to really affect how people see you. And the problem with this belief, like if you've been conditioned in a similar upbringing where your parents didn't want you to talk about what was going on in the home and everything in the family drama was a state secret and it was gossip and you couldn't possibly tell people what was really actually moving through your reality because, God forbid, people saw you as imperfect. What we ended up learning in our childhood around these experiences is that public opinion is really important. And rather than authentically just expressing yourself, which is the more comfortable thing to do, we have to hold it all in. And we have to be really careful about what we share and who we share it with. And we can't let anybody see those parts of us. Here's my question. What did you learn about being yourself in your childhood? Did you learn that you needed to hold it all together and put on a brave face and not share what was really going on behind the scenes? Did you learn that being vulnerable was something that was a sissy thing to do, or something that was too sensitive, right? You couldn't be too sensitive and talk about your feelings. You couldn't do that. Did you learn that if you had strong points of view that were different from your family, that you would get outcast? In my upbringing, I grew up in a Catholic school environment, and I had very conservative parents. I had very conservative grandparents. And for me as a young kid, being like 11 years old and getting sent to the principal's office because in my Catholic school religion class, I was debating about abortion rights and gay marriage, I got so much shame for having these strong points of view that were different than the community around me. And I think we can all relate to having those experiences in some way in our childhood. And what's important to note about the reason that this is so painful and the reason that this is playing out is not just because of our childhood upbringing, right? It's also because of our DNA and our ancestral line as human beings. We can go back thousands upon thousands of generations and all the way to the early days, right? We learned that if we were different than the group, than the tribe, than the community, that we were exiled. And in order to eat and in order to thrive, we needed to be agreeable. We needed to be the same. We needed to have all the same opinions, all the same perspectives, all the same points of view. So I want to presence that because what we're navigating, the reason it feels so immense and the reason it feels so challenging sometimes to stand for something different is because this is literally encoded into our DNA as human beings that existed from the very, very early days in communities. And we needed to eat. And we needed to be with our children. And we needed to be able to provide safety. And so for us, now we are adults and we are not fearing the tiger being exiled by the community and having to be in the jungles all by ourselves or the forest all by ourselves. No, we are fearing being outcast and associating it with the same immense amount of grief. But the truth is we live in a reality now where we need trailblazers. We need people with different points of view. We need light leaders and coaches and guides and healers and thought leaders to rise up and be the new perspective. Because what's going on in the world right now is that people are suffering. People are hurting. People are needing you. And I had an experience I feel called to share in this moment related to this topic of people really needing your voice. I was in the first 2 years of my entrepreneurship journey when I invested in a coach. It was about the very end of my first year. I had not made the progress I wanted to. I was coming up at my, you know, end of rope sort of moment, and I took a big leap to get mentorship. It was the biggest catalyst at the time for me. It changed so much. And I remember talking to this coach about the deep insecurities and fears that I was holding around selling. Like, I was afraid to sell online because I think I was afraid that I would look sleazy or I would look manipulative or people would, I don't know, be annoyed that I was posting too much, that I was asking too much, that I was sharing too much. And this was because as a child, I was taught I was too much, right? So just to mirror that for you all for a minute, we project our childhood storylines into how we associate with our business, right? This is a big thing we explore and we heal in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, all the aspects of our childhood wounding and this concept of too muchness, how that relates to entrepreneurship. Because if you were a child who felt like she was afraid of being too much, now you're an entrepreneur and you're like, I don't want to post too much. I don't want to be loud too much. I don't want to, you know, annoy people too much. And it's all that's not about your relationship with your business. That's your relationship with yourself from your childhood, right? So I was navigating this. I was like bringing it to my teacher, needing help, couldn't understand why I was so afraid. And he's like, well, what's going on? And I'm like, well, I'm afraid to post so much because I don't want people to be annoyed with me. And he said, that's really selfish. And I was like, what? What? Selfish? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I'm actually like, how is that selfish? I'm so concerned about what other people think. That is not selfish. And he said, Lauren, when you prioritize your
need to be small because that makes you safe so that you don't get hurt. Instead of prioritizing the people out there who really need your message, you are being selfish. And this was a huge paradigm shift for me. I was like, whoa, what? Like, oh my gosh. Wow, I am being selfish. I'm putting all of my childhood wounds on the priority plate and making myself altered and adjusted to accommodate these wounds so that I never have to feel them. And what I'm actually doing is resisting the expansion of my message and the expansion of my business and the expansion of my impact, because what's more important to me is to be safe. Now, there's a difference between being uncomfortable because you're growing versus doing things that are out of alignment. And I know that's a conversation for a later podcast episode. I have a really incredible free series coming up. I want you guys to keep paying attention. I have a big announcement coming through. So stay tuned if that's something that really resonates. But I want to keep on the topic here of this inner childhood wounding of like being rejected, not being enough, not being safe to share your light and to share your heart and to share who you are. Here's the thing. Nobody can take away your dignity except for you. And if you're allowing other people's perspectives to alter how you feel about yourself in your life, if you're adjusting your voice, your message, your identity in your own regular reality to appease other people, no amount of playing small is going to solve that. The only way to solve that is to walk through the fire and little by little, piece by piece, slowly over time, you can become somebody who is unapologetically themselves, and you can translate that identity into your entrepreneurial path. So here's what's up. This is what we're really afraid of, right? Like, we're afraid to be canceled because we have strong points of view and we're afraid people are going to hate us for it. We're afraid that we're going to get judged and made fun of because we've been judged and made fun of in the past, bullied, exiled, etc. We're afraid that maybe we are sharing things, we're speaking to things that we're going to realize are wrong. Like, we have strong points of view and we're afraid, hey, if I share this, I'm going to be wrong. I can definitely relate to this in my journey of entrepreneurship because I was creating things from such a spiritual approach, having the Wild Wealthy Feminine method and the HEAL program method. I was always so afraid in the beginning year, like, what if this doesn't make any sense? I fucking channeled this out of nowhere. Like, I made this up. What if I'm crazy? What if I really am just like a fraud? Oh my gosh, right? And what I did, you know, in that first year was really face that storyline. And it felt confronting and it felt challenging and it felt really, really hard. But I knew I had to walk through that fire. I knew I had to put something out there and learn how to trust and have belief in my channeled spiritual essence. And at the same time, I was working behind the scenes in this like inner process of learning how to speak and be myself in my relationship with my partner and how I expressed my spirituality. And sometimes in our entrepreneurial path, our healing wounds are mirrored to us through our personal relationships and our interpersonal dynamics. I can definitely attest to that. If you've listened to my previous episode about quantum leaping, you guys know this whole fear of like what other people thought of me and holding myself back manifested as this kind of friendship breakup that I experienced. And once I walked through that fire, I felt more empowered and I felt more liberated. And I think we have to give ourselves credit to say, yeah, I am going to allow myself to walk through the fire. I will face uncomfortable things. And I firmly believe that it's because I've had that approach of being willing to face uncomfortable things, whether that's rejection or a client telling me no, that she didn't want to enroll in my program anymore, or having somebody be upset with an Instagram post. Because I am making this conscious decision to walk through the fire in all areas of my life, I can face those things and learn what I need to learn to strengthen me. And because I've been able to do that and not avoid, I have been able to grow stronger in who I am. And I am now in this place where when I'm on social media, I'm not affected by what somebody has to say. If it's a not so nice comment, I don't take it personally. I really have good energetic boundaries around knowing what is mine to carry and what is not. When you are in a place where people are saying and doing things that are poking at your inner emotional experience, what's happening is that there's an energetic leak in your whole field as an energetic being, and other people and how they're reacting is triggering that wounded open hole within your energetic field. So imagine like your spiritual body is like Swiss cheese, right? This is just such a weird example, but let's just say your spiritual body is Swiss cheese and you got all these holes in it. And somebody says something and now you're actually feeling it. You're feeling grief. You're feeling shame. You're feeling like you're not good enough. The reason you're feeling it is because of that hole existing. And this is actually the reason that this is happening, is because the universe and source and your business, they want you to heal. So they want you to look at these things. They want you to see these holes so that you know what you have to stitch up, right? What needs to be strengthened. And so it's like almost poking at the wound where we feel it so tenderly, like, oh my God, that comment that somebody made, I don't even know them, but it's making me sick. And I'm thinking about it and I'm looping on it. And oh my God, or you're going to even just post something and you feel like your heart's racing and you're like, shit, I don't know what people are going to say about this. And now you're paranoid checking your Instagram to make sure nobody is responding. That's all of that energetic dysfunction that you experience in the interaction with your business, in the interaction with others, in the interaction with how people perceive you. That is all showing you where your energetic leaks are. And it's for good reason, okay? It's for good reason. It's because, as I said before, you are meant to heal. And your spirit, like, the way that I describe this is like your business is like, oh, cool. Yeah, we can bring this in. I would love for you to create this mission in the world. That's amazing. And the universe is like, yeah, I support you. But in order to do that, I think we need to kind of clean these things up for a minute. So at your like early levels of entrepreneurship, let me bring in these experiences so that they strengthen you. A great example of how this works. I was so terrified to receive backlash and judgment for writing a book. And the reason I felt this immense amount of fear was because I had seen people who wrote books get horrible reviews. I had seen people get canceled for what they say in their books. I watched Rachel Hollis and all of the disaster stuff that happened with her business when she got canceled in the online space, and many, many, many other influencers and leaders who received horrible backlash in their visibility. I was afraid to be really, really, really visible. And so I wanted to write a book, but I would never write a book because, oh my God, what if I was seen by millions of people? What possible danger would I be in, right? And so I was resisting my power. And so at this earlier entry level, being the first 10 years of my business, right, I had to go through and experience the things that would strengthen me so that now I'm like, I got 30,000 words. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. It's coming through because I'm no longer carrying that open wound within my energy field. I've closed that up. I've strengthened. And now I can move to the next level. So I want to share that and follow up with that to just say that the wounds that are present, we don't need to aggressively and hyper-vigilantly and paranoidly, if that's even a word, try to fix ourselves, okay? Because that is another recipe for disaster. You think something's wrong with you because you have imposter syndrome. You think something's wrong with you because you can't speak your truth. You think something's wrong with you because you're holding yourself back. What you really are feeling is just frustration because you're allowing it to win. And what we have to remember is that we're already winning, okay? Like, you don't have to fix yourself to get what you want. You have to lovingly accept that these are parts of you and walk through the fire as they strengthen over time, piece by piece by piece. With me, this had a lot to do with my family. I spent all of my childhood feeling like the pink dolphin, misunderstood, othered, different, weird, hippie. Nobody got me. Nobody saw me. Nobody understood me. And there were aspects of who I was that were continuously judged in my upbringing. And so I formed this belief, because my upbringing was like that, that therefore my leadership experience in raising community and building culture around my message and my mission would be the same way. And so in the early days, I felt weird showing up on social media because I didn't have my community yet. I had a bunch of people who were judging me because I was leaving one paradigm of reality and coming into a new one where I would have what I have today, a world of people, an amazing community of people who understand and get it. And I didn't have that back then. So I thought that as my reality of my family dynamic was, or as my reality of my old friends and my high school friends and like all the kids I grew up with, I thought that was reality. It wasn't. It was my past. And when you're building a business and when you're building a mission, you get to decide the energetic ethos of what it is you're creating. If you want a world of people who get it and speak your language, you will work to cultivate that. You have to believe that that's possible. I am not the only one who has the perspectives I have. It's why you listen to this podcast and resonate with things I say. It's why you're on Instagram and you're responding to messages, because we all are here with similar points of view and similar life experiences. Just because I grew up 18 years of my life from 0 to 18 not having people who understood me doesn't mean that there weren't people who didn't understand me. It just meant I grew up in a childhood where people didn't understand me. And I don't need to recreate that storyline. And I don't need to recreate that reality. I can create a new one. I can create a community. I can create a culture. I can create an ethos that is safe for me to be myself. And that's really what this is all about. You know, having done this for so long, the common pattern that I see is that people are inspired by the aspects of myself and my message that are truth focused and authentic and honest. And the reason that they are inspired by that is because that's a part of them. It's like when you see something that resonates with you, it's because that's a part of you. So when you see somebody who's being really brave and empowered, you're like, oh my God, I resonate with that. I want that. I want to express that part of me. What you're feeling in your body is the opposite of that Swiss cheese analogy with me, right? It's like soothing the wholeness of you to be like, whoa, there's a part of me I really want to turn on. And I'm like, that truth and that authenticity and that liberation, I want to do that for myself. And I see somebody else doing that, and that's really magnetic for me. I feel pulled to that. But in order to do that and in order to create that, we have to get honest. We have to get real. Coming back to that first question I asked you, do you feel safe to be yourself? And what has to change so that you do? Because this is not about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is only mirroring to you the parts of you that you need to reclaim. The part of you that doesn't give a shit what other people think. The part of you that knows unapologetically that you have a message to share. The part of you that is not afraid to speak her truth because you know that it is your truth. And you don't doubt that. You trust yourself. If that is not happening in your reality, it is not going to happen in your business. So we have a responsibility to start getting radically honest about our lives and asking that question, what has to change for me to actually love and accept who I am and to allow myself to express who I am and to trust myself that that is right? For me, this was having tough conversations with friends. This was being honest about my needs in my marriage. This was communicating what I was feeling more often with people I loved. This was having boundaries, knowing that my boundaries were right for me and I could trust that. This was making decisions for my life and making them often, because in order to love and trust myself, I need to be an advocate for myself. And that means making choices. So work on that, right? Develop that. Something I do that's really helpful now, because not just am I only strengthening in my personal reality, of course, we're also showing up to navigate this in our business. Whenever something's coming up that is a backlash of not getting the response that you want, right? I had this happen recently. I talked about in the intro. I created an Instagram post that was, we could just say generally 50-50, but many people kind of misunderstood what I was trying to say and were upset by my delivery. And that's okay, because I learned a lot of things and I'm really grateful. And I like to be able to learn in my communities. I like to be able to make mistakes and slip up and course correct and figure out, you know, how I can do better. I'm not afraid to make mistakes to learn to do better, because I've rewritten that dynamic with my childhood that when I fail a test, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is, right? Like, we're just replaying all this shit. So in my ethos of my business, I was like, I want to be safe to mess up. I want to feel like it's safe to screw up and to have a post that doesn't land, or to say something that triggers somebody, or to have a strong point of view that gets people upset. Like, I don't want to do those things, but I want to know that it's safe for me to mess up. And I'm not going to replay my childhood and create an ethos of my business that says it's not. And I'm going to get in trouble if I fuck up, make a mistake. No, people are human. We make mistakes. We can be gentle with ourselves, right? And so in the journey of my business, I've had these experiences where I, you know, maybe said the wrong thing, or I maybe communicated the wrong way, or I maybe made a decision about something that was the wrong decision. And I've been able to honestly reclaim that. And when we're fearful about cancel culture and this idea that we're going to be canceled, as long as we're operating with humility, humbleness, and compassion in our business and how we treat our community and how we treat ourselves as a reflection of that, we're going to feel that frequency, as within, so without, right? And so if I'm really compassionate with others, I can also give myself permission to be really compassionate with myself. And if I'm gentle and forgiving with others, I can be really gentle and forgiving with myself. So I started to create that in the energy of what I was birthing and developing on social media, of like, I don't want my business to be bitchy and edgy and sharp. I want my business to be soft and compassionate with a little bit of salt and a little bit of sass, but like, I want safe space. And if I'm creating safe space for others, I have to create a safe space for myself. I have to say it's okay to make mistakes, because in how I treat myself, I am showing others how to treat me. This is an important lesson, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship. How you treat yourself is a reflection for other people to learn how to treat you. And so this is where that thing I said before about looking at your personal life and having boundaries and having communication and having honest discussion about your personal needs, you need to advocate for what is most important to you. Because in that process, you are showing people that what's important to you is important. Does this make sense? I know it might get you for a tailspin in your brain, but let's think about it, right? How we show up for ourselves is how we teach the world how to show up for us. And so we need to practice compassion and kindness. And the truth is, on my entrepreneur journey, I've had some experiences where I was not so kind with myself. I was angry at myself when I burnt my old business down and changed direction. I was frustrated with my life choices when I saw the financial consequences of that. I was feeling ashamed when I made a post that had a lot of people angry at me for documenting shamanic work on the internet. I was ashamed when I lost a lot of followers when I used the word shamanism in my posts. And I feel like when I shared strong points of view about my medical perspectives or my mental health perspectives and the holistic approach that I have, I received a lot of judgment. But what that taught me in the experience were the most valuable lessons that created the strength that I have today. So we can't be afraid to receive those experiences, because those experiences are exactly what we need to become the leader that can hold more space. Because if I have energy in my field where I'm really worried about what other people think of me, I am not going to be able to allow my business to grow. I'm going to stifle it. I'm going to shrink it down. I'm going to micromanage. And I've still, even to this day, with new quantum leaps and new expansion, I still have those moments where I'm a little bit afraid of the fact that I have 220,000 Instagram followers and the fact that my programs are selling out and my one-on-one roster is so full. Like I do feel fierce sometimes when I'm holding a lot more, because it's showing me that my energetic capacity is being stretched to a new level. I'm becoming stronger. And whenever I'm becoming stronger, I am facing a resistance, whether that's people having interesting comments on the internet or the fear of failure or the worry of what other people will think. These are not things to avoid. They are aspects of your healing journey as an entrepreneur, and they should be celebrated, because they are the exact experiences that every high-level leader needs to manifest to create strength and resilience. So even though it's hard, and even though it's something that you're navigating that feels difficult, take a breath to celebrate it, because all the greatest people in the world who've done really, really big things felt fear because they saw the immensity of their work. And that's just what I want to say in closing to this, is that whenever you're having immense amount of fears or resistance related to being yourself or sharing your message, that's only mirroring to you the immense impact you know you are meant to create. It's like, for the greater amount of impact we know we're going to have, we feel an equally great amount of fear or worry or insecurity, right? And so it's a good thing. It can be a good thing when we look at it from that approach. Something I do that's really helpful, because now I would say I'm in a place where I don't feel any emotional response to comments that come through. I think the reason that I've been able to strengthen that and feel really unafraid is because I work so deeply on cultivating my own knowing within myself, whether that's through my journaling practices, my meditation rituals, my prayer work, my medicine study. I've developed a firmness in knowing who I am really deeply, so that if somebody says, oh, you're a horrible person, I don't feel that in my body at all. I don't. And I used to. Oh my gosh, did I used to? If somebody said that to me, I'd be crying in my bed for 3 weeks, right? Because I didn't know how to be strong in myself. So what other people said about me was really important to me, because it dictated my value, because I didn't know how to cultivate my own value. So my homework for you is to cultivate your own value. Like, know what makes you amazing. Know what you love about yourself. Know what you're proud of. Know what you're celebrating at all times. Know what you're grateful for. Know what you appreciate about who you are as a human being. And turn those qualities on more and more and more. Because just like we have relationships with our partners that we are deepening and expanding and blossoming in, we have a responsibility to deepen and relation and blossom to us. We have to relate to us. We have to love us. We have to know us. We have to blossom us, how we interact with ourselves. And when we do that, and we do that regularly, we become people who are so strong in the knowing of who we are that what somebody else thinks doesn't really matter so much. So find your strength. Find your heart. Let go of the storylines of your childhood, please. They are not yours to carry. You can birth a new way where it's safe to be yourself and where you feel empowered to be yourself. You deserve that. And building that happens by walking into the fire and doing the things that scare you. So For more on that, for more on how to heal imposter syndrome, healing your relationship with money blocks, all of the things, stick around. I have a beautiful free offer coming through in just a couple of days. You'll be hearing an update here on the podcast in our next episode. And I may or may not be going live on Instagram quite soon. So come check it out at Lauren of Love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this work. Give yourself permission to let go of all of those storylines and become the leader you've always wanted to be.